A very good afternoon and a pleasant Lord's Day. We are with you live today, and we are happy to be able to find the answers to the questions that are on your mind. So now's your chance. The second day of November in 2014, we are happy to be able to go to the Bible for the answers that you ask today on today's broadcast. A very good afternoon. The weather has broken. It's good and crisp outside, and we are glad that you are joining us right now, and we hope and pray that you are ready to, with an open Bible, to see what God has to say in His Word. So get your Bibles ready. Get your pen and pencil ready to be able to write down the answers to the questions that we go over on today's broadcast. And so it is our joy to be able to join you in this afternoon Bible study. If you have a Bible question, the lines are both available right now. If you want to call in, you can call 308-9564. That's 308-WJNI. Both lines are available, and so don't hesitate about calling in your question right now. Now, if you'd rather, you can call in through a cell phone. That is a text line. If you'd rather text in your question, you can do so by texting to 725-9283, 725-9283, and we will get to the answer on today's broadcast. So either way you would like to communicate, go ahead and call right now. The voice line is 308-9564, or you can text us at 725-9283. To begin with, we want to let you know that in 2 weeks, that is the 14th and 15th of this month, we're going to have a special live meeting in the Goose Creek area, and we want you to come. We would be thrilled for you to, if you can, take out the time to come over to the 105 Maryland Street, 105 Maryland Street in Goose Creek. It is just one block off of the intersection of 176 and 52. That is where 52 crosses Red Bank Road or St. James Road, just one block from there, and we would be thrilled to meet you. That's Friday and Saturday week, and just a little under 2 weeks from now, we want you to come out. That'll be 6:30 at each evening, and so we want to meet you face-to-face where we let the Bible speak in person, and we will deal with all the questions that you come up with, have a short Bible study, and mostly we would like to get to meet you face-to-face. And so we hope and pray that you can come out. Be sure to go ahead and mark your calendars. That's in 2 weeks, the Friday, the 14th and 15th. We want you to come out, and we will let the Bible speak in person. Again, don't forget that. Write that down on your calendar. We're going to go ahead and get started, and the lines are available now. We've got our first question has come in, but we'll go ahead and call in, and you'll get your question on today's broadcast. 308-9564, that is the voice line, and we'll be glad to go to the Bible for the answer. We'll tell you about the website in just a minute, but let's go ahead and pick up with one of our questions. Steve?
We have a question left over from last week, and if you've listened to the program with any regularity, we really try to get all the answers in on that day's broadcast, but sometimes we run over, and so we want to make sure that we do not leave anybody left out. And so, Gloria, if you were looking for your question last week and didn't hear it, we want to apologize for that, and we're going to deal with it at the top of the program this morning. So, Gloria, your question was, why did God have Job pray for his three friends? Well, the answer is found in Job chapter 42, and while you're turning there, I'll kind of summarize a little bit what happened in the book of Job. Job suffered all kinds of challenges and difficulties and losses. And his three friends came to tell him that it's because you've sinned, Job, is the reason why you're suffering. And Job kept contending, well, I don't know that I have, and if I have, then please tell me. His friends could not do any of those kinds of things, just assumed that because he was suffering, that meant he had sinned. So in Job chapter 42, God asks or tells Job to pray for his friends. And let's notice that verse. In verse 7, he says, And so it was, after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, "My wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has." So that's the first reason that he has Job pray for these men, because they had spoken that which is not right. And so Job was to intercede for them with his prayer. And then also in verse 8, they are told to make offerings of 7 bulls and 7 rams, and also to offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you. That's verse 8. But then goes on to say in verse 8, "For I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has." Then verse 9, "So Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, went and did as the Lord commanded them, for the Lord had accepted Job." So that's the answer to your question, Gloria. God accepted Job and his life and what he had contended for, and did not agree with the tact or the point that Eliphaz and the other friends were trying to make. So Job 42, verses 7 through 9, those verses give you the answer to that question. So we appreciate so much you asking that question, and that's a very, very thoughtful question, and good for us to learn from various things concerning that, about what God accepts and how we should pray for those who need those kinds of things, blessings from God. So, Glory, we appreciate your question. Call us 308-9564 here at the booth, at the radio station, or you can text us at 725-9283.
Again, we're waiting on your calls. We do want you to know that we are glad to be able to be of service to you, and that we pray that the things that we discover from God's Word, sometimes together when a question comes in that we have not been asked before, we learn a great deal as well. And so go ahead and call in your questions right now. 308-9564 is the voice line. If you'd rather text, you can text at 725-9283. Now, we do want you to be aware of, we have a website, which is at www.BibleAlone.com, BibleAlone.com, in which you can tune in through the website by hitting the live stream button and be able to join us anywhere in the world. So what that means is, if you have friend or family in other locations in the world and you would like them also to be able to tune in to this broadcast, please don't hesitate to call them and let them know that they can tune in through the website at www.BibleAlone.com, and then they can hit live stream, and they too can participate in today's broadcast. This live broadcast, they can call in your questions at the same numbers. By the way, those numbers are area code 843, so don't miss out on this. Now, there's one more way they can tune in if they don't have access to a computer. They can tune in through an app called TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio. And they can download that app and find this radio station, WJNI 106.3, here in Charleston. And they can also tune in that way as well. So there's no reason why you nor any one of your relatives, no matter where they're at, cannot also participate in this broadcast, to where that we go to the Bible for the answers. Now, my friends, I want to encourage you, why is this so important? Because most churches of today are restricted from telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because they must operate within the doctrines of the denomination that they belong to. And thus, if there is certain teachings in God's Word that do not fit into their definition of their denominational doctrines or teachings, well, they just won't dwell on that at all. Well, let's not allow blinders to be put on us, because there are some of these things that are taught that are maybe not being taught that very well could result in disaster when we leave this life behind. We don't want that to happen. And I know you do not want that to happen to your friends and family. So let's go find the answers exclusively in God's Word alone. Let's let the Bible speak. Now, the voice line is 308-9564. That's 308-WJNI. The text line is 725-9283. There's no reason to remain in such a condition that we maybe have been in before, and that is not knowing the truth. Let's find the truth, and let's sell it not. Let's go find it and embrace it and continue our pursuit of what God wants for us each and every day. Now, we want you to go ahead and call in your question, 308-9564. We have Leslie calling in this question. She wants to know, should Christians participate in a church anniversary or with pastor's anniversary or minister's celebration? Well, Leslie, that is a real good question, and we certainly appreciate that because there's so many today, many groups that do have such a celebration or an annual event along this line in which there is some extraordinary activities that occur during that time. Well, hold on. Stay tuned. We're going to get to the answer right when we come back. We're going to let you know about a correspondence course that we are about to offer. It is free. You can get this absolutely free in the mail, so don't miss out on this. While we are at break, you can continue to call in your questions, but as soon as we get back, we're going to be talking about Leslie's questions, about church anniversaries and pastors' anniversaries and such. And so let's stay tuned, and we'll see what the Bible has to say about that as soon as we get back. Again, if you have a question, call right now, 308-9564, and we'll let the Bible speak.
We appreciate you hanging with us through the break, and we are anticipating your participation today with asking questions, and we've already gotten a good start this afternoon. So remember those numbers, 308-9564 here at the building. I mean, the building, here at the phone
studio.
Station. Studio, thank you. And the text line is 725-9283. Now, Ricky promised that we were going to deal with Leslie. Is that what?
Mm-hmm.
Leslie's question? So, Ricky?
Leslie, that is the question is so appropriate because there's so much of this that goes on. I remember when I was in a denomination that occurred as well. And many churches go about this to where that they are celebrating, if it's not the church anniversary or pastor's anniversary or something like that. Some of these groups have gotten so extreme that I just sit with my jaw open, can't believe some of the things that I've heard go on in some of these celebrations. But now, again, it's not a matter of what goes on today. What matters is, what does God say about such a honorarium being played upon to individuals? Well, let's go all the way back to Moses. And in Numbers chapter 20, God gave some instructions to Moses that he was supposed to gather, he and Aaron were gathered, the children of Israel together. They were to speak to the rock, and the rock was going to give them water. Well, they had been so grumbling and complaining and griping about it, where Moses got upset about this. And as he addressed the assembly, he said, "Hear now, you rebels, must we," that is me and Aaron, "fetch water out of this rock?" And he struck the rock, and water came out. Now, what's amazing is a lot of times when people preach on this, they just point out, see, he should have spoke to the rock. He ended up hitting the rock. But the very next verse says, "Because you failed to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, you nor Aaron will be allowed to go into the promised land." Now, so was that because of what he said or what he did? Well, we can't find the answer really there clearly until we go into Psalms. And when you go to Psalms 106, you find out it's because that he spoke rashly. It was the words out of his mouth where he failed to honor God that caused him to not be able to go into the promised land that he was born and raised and reared to bring them to the promised land. In Psalm 106 and verse 33, it says, by inspiration, because they rebelled against his spirit, so he spoke rashly with his lips, and he angered God. Verse 32, and they angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses on the account of him, because they rebelled, and he spoke rashly. So it was because he failed to honor God, then he was not allowed to go in the promised land. What does that have to do with this question? Well, if Moses failed to give honor to God as he should and was punished for it, and Jesus in Matthew 28 and verse 18 says, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth, all honor, all glory, all power is given to me, okay? And Moses just one time with a slip of the tongue failed to honor God, and God punished him for it. So what about all of these events where man is being elevated and they are they're celebrating the man, the anniversary? Matthew chapter 23 and verse 8, here's the way Jesus finally puts it. He says, let me go back to verse 7. He says, these individuals, or those that will be lifted up, they love the greetings in the marketplace to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Laverne, you want to say something about
that? Yeah, Ricky, what you see today in these churches is a group. It's always a group of people. They're kind of like cheerleaders. They're the ones that want to have the pastor's anniversary, and they want to have the Women's Day, and they want to have these different events. It's never just one individual. It may be one that starts it, but they get a click going, and you feel left out. You feel like you should participate in it, and you want to participate in it because you want to fit in.
Do you suppose that there is a pride fest going on in some of this?
Absolutely, absolutely. When you introduce yourself to certain people for the first time, they'll tell you, oh, yeah, my pastor is Pastor so-and-so.
And they use that as a title.
Exactly.
Huh. Yeah. Well, and let's think about that just for a second. Also, in answering this, does God authorize, from Matthew 23, does he authorize people being called teacher or rabbi? Well, we just said that. He said don't. He said don't even call people father, for one is your father who is in heaven, okay? So as far as spiritual entitlement, Jesus the Christ gets them all. He gets all the glory. And we are all brethren. And ladies and gentlemen, what I have seen is a plague across this land that we, that is the spiritual land, the religious land, is that we live in a day where people are wanting some kind of position, title, some kind of rank and authority. Well, if you want that, please know you're only going to get it here because God gets it all. The God of the Bible, Jesus Christ, is the one that gets all entitlement, all authority. And if you're seeking after something like that, Jesus in Matthew 23 is talking to you. Read the whole chapter. Now, you might say, well, is this just religious folks? Well, there's one more place for you to look. In Acts chapter 12, we have Herod, a king, and he was ascribed to, when he was giving an oration, a speech, the people started shouting, the voice of God and not of man. That's Acts 12 and verse 22. And then it says in verse 23, listen, ladies and gentlemen, very closely. Here was a heathen king that was being honored with the voice of God. And he didn't say, oh, no, stop, no, no, there's only one God. He didn't do that. He just let them do it. He just let them do that. He wasn't bringing it to himself. They were giving it to him. But here's what God did. Verse 23. For those of you writing this down, that's Acts 12, 23. And immediately the angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God. And he was eaten by worms and died. Whoa. So So what about all of these individuals that are being elevated by man, or that are taking upon themselves, even wearing God's name? The word reverend is God's name, Psalm 111 and verse 9. What kind of trouble are they going to be in? Yeah. Would you want to be casting your lot with those individuals that are taking upon themselves entitlements like pastor or father or even mother, or even the list goes on? Well, and then to have a special day just for them. Well, the only day that we should be celebrating is the first day of the week.
You know, the apostles should have had it so good.
Yes.
Their raging controversy among themselves was who was the greatest. In fact, they came to Jesus in Matthew 18, verse 1. Who's the greatest?
That's why he washed their feet, too.
That's why he washed their feet. And he says in another account, it's among the Gentiles, it's who's top dog.
Mm-hmm.
But not so among yourself. That's a paraphrase, obviously.
Yes.
But humility and service is the characteristic of a child of God.
Yes.
And
not about
hierarchy.
Me. Yep. Very good. Well, Leslie, thank you so much for your question. We took a little bit of time answering that because it is such an abuse of this today. Jesus is supposed to get all honor and glory and power. All honor and honorariums and titles belong to him. Leslie, go look at the worship scenes in the book of Revelation and notice what's going on. The elders aren't worshiped. They are not honored. Even the cherubims are not honored. It is God. They matter of fact, the elders, they throw their crowns at the floor in honor of God. And so in worship today, what goes on? Okay, yeah, we're worshiping God, right? Really? Think about it. Who's being applauded sometime? It's the people up front. When it comes down to worship in the Bible, God is the audience. We are the worshipers. Yeah, there's something really wrong when man is the one that is getting the honor. Thank you so much, Leslie. And I hope we didn't work that question to death, but that is very important. And hopefully we put that to rest and that we'll be able to look and honor God like we're supposed to. Thank you again, Leslie, for your question. Again, the number is 308-9564. That's 308-WJNI. It's about time to take our next break. We want you to know that you can call in your question right now, and we will go to the Bible for the answer. The number is 308-9564, 308-9564. We want you to be aware of, in 2 weeks, that is the 14th and 15th, we're going to be having another meeting of Let the Bible Speak kind of program, and it's going to be in Goose Creek. The address, write this down, 105 Maryland Street. The spelling of that is Marilyn, if you're going to use a GPS. If you're not using GPS, it's just one block from the intersection of 52 and 176 where they cross. So please don't miss out on this. That'll be the 14th and 15th of this month, just less than 2 weeks now. And so we hope and pray that you can come out. Now, for the correspondence course, we're going to take a break and let you know about that. Please don't miss out on this. We'll send it to you in the mail this week, and you'll be able to get it and study it for yourself, and you can study it anytime you want to. And may I add, what I hear from a lot of you is, you know, I never knew that before. I've been reading the Bible all my life, and I've never seen that before. Could you be the next one to say that? Well, you won't say it if you never open it up and study it for yourself. Go ahead, enroll in the course. Here's the information on that. By the way, if you want to get a head start, the number is 553-5157. To get the correspondence course, it's 553-5157. To call in your question, we have one line available at 308-9564, and we'll let the Bible speak.
We're glad to be with you today, and we've already had a couple of breaks, and we're anxious to get back to the questions that you have sent in. And several of you have and participating thus far. We do have a live caller.
Yeah, their name is Kim, and we are looking forward to your question or comment. Kim, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment. You were talking about Moses and the water when he tapped the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just interesting how how God, even though he didn't acknowledge him, he still gave the water to his people.
That's right.
But then he punished Moses. But then I look back, and it's just, you know, when I think of this sense of water, you know, water is like of life-giving to, you know, as a substantial thing. But in the New Testament, he talks with the woman at the well, and he mentions about the water and how it's an eternal spring. So I'm just kind of comparing the water, you know, with the Old and New Testament, how he talks about, and the woman mentioned in the New Testament, the woman at the well mentioned about, she was thinking in terms of drinking water, you know, whereas in the wilderness, well, not in the wilderness, but with Moses and the people and God's people, they were out there and they needed water, you know, for life, you know, in that aspect, to drink, to have, whereas in the New Testament, you know, the woman was thinking in terms of that water, but Jesus was mentioning about the life-giving water of eternal, you know, spirit. So I just wanted to make that comment, and it just kind of hit me there, you know, the comparison of water, though.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more about water. Matter of fact, Steve here just preached on that this morning, and so he'll go through a quick synopsis of what he went over, and get your pen ready because you're going to have some good notes here for it and make the comparison fully. Thank you, Kim, for your question. Yeah. We'll go ahead and give comments on it. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's amazing. I agree with Kim. There's a lot of references to how God used water. It's everywhere. It is all over the earth, and the vast majority of our makeup is water. And so when you look at how God used water, there's the flood in Genesis 6. And what did he do with that water? Well, he cleansed the earth of its wickedness and saved Noah from that wicked influence. And then in the book of Exodus chapter 30, he told the priest that they need to wash in the laver before they went into the tent of meeting, or even to give sacrifices so that they die not. The Red Sea separated the children of Israel from bondage in Egypt to freedom in the wilderness and ultimately the promised land. 1 John chapter 9, Jesus told the man to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And again, water was helpful to making the distinction between him being blind and seeing, between the darkness and able to see light. And so God has used water all through both the Old and New Testament. And the last example that we've talked about, well, there's two. John baptized in water for a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Mark chapter 1 tells us about that. And then Jesus commanded a baptism for salvation in the Gospels, as he gave the Great Commission. And it's noted in at least two occasions, Acts chapter 8, where the eunuch was said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And also he talked about in Acts chapter 10, when the Holy Spirit fell upon Cornelius' household, Peter asked this question, "Can any forbid water that these should not be baptized?" So water is just used a lot in the both Old and New Testament, and it was a dividing line between blessing and cursing in many ways.
Yeah, in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21, verse 20 talks about Noah and how that they were saved through water, in verse 20, and the like figure whereunto baptism does also now save us by how? That water. And then he says it's not the putting away the filth of the flesh, so it's not something that is physical that comes off in the water, but it is an answer of a good conscience toward God. And so today, most churches do not teach that. And so it is so important, Kim, that we make certain that we see what the Bible says, what God says, and the role that water does play in our salvation. John 3 and verse 5, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." And so, yes, there's a lot, weighed on this, and we need to make certain that where you go, or whoever is listening today, they're not seeing that connection of the the part that water plays in our salvation, well, then there is something very vital being missed. And thus, we've got to make certain, even as Paul, after praying and sincerely serving the Lord, and then praying and fasting for 3 days, he was told, "Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." That's Acts 22 and verse 16. So we've got to really carefully consider this, Kim. And I'm so thrilled that you called in and asked us to consider that as well. And we sure do appreciate it. And we hope and pray that all of these verses you were able to write down. And by the way, those of you that are interested, you can go to our website, which is www.biblealone.com. And I believe if you go down to look at the desktop view, if you're using a mobile device, go to the desktop view. And on the left-hand side, you'll see a whole list of places to go on our website. And one of them is called Bible Materials. Hit on that button, and then you'll see a whole list of resources that we want to give you. And, of course, everything is free of charge. And the very top one, I believe, that's on the list is about what happens when someone is baptized into Christ, or when someone is baptized according to God's word. And you'll see there is a 2-page list of things that occurs then. And so you would do well to download that and study every one of those verses and to make certain that we have obeyed God in this very important point, and we've done it by faith. That is, faith comes by hearing here and by the word of God. So that is, we're doing it because God says it, not because pastors say it, or mama, dad says it, or the world says it. We're doing it because God says it, and then it's by faith, and then those blessings that are mentioned there in that list will be ours. Thank you, Kim, again, for your question. You are to be honored for your question and your thought that way.
And that's a very important distinction to make that you just talked about, because God said it. We're saved by grace through faith, and obedient faith and trust in God. So no matter how ridiculous it might sound to us, you know, it's kind of like Naaman, who was told to go dip in the River Jordan 7 times to be cured of leprosy. Well, who would have thought of such a thing? You know, Jordan River curing leprosy? Well, it did on that occasion, because he trusted and did what God said. Even at first, he thought, nah, it didn't make any sense to me. So it's very important that it's not the water. It's not baptism alone, but it's by trust in the operation of God, as Colossians 2:12 says.
And by the way, that verse is 2 Kings chapter 5 to read about Naaman.
Yeah.
So we try to always give you book, chapter, and verse. 2 Kings chapter 5. Again, we thank you so much for your call and all of you that are listening today. We hope and pray that this is answering some of your questions, and we are thrilled to be able to be of service to you. If you have a question, if you want to call it in right now, you will be able to get through. The number is 308-9564. Or if you would rather, you can text us, and that text number is 725-9283. That will be the numbers to get in touch with us right now here in the studio, and we are happy to get your questions right now. Again, the voice line, where you can go live over the air like Kim did, or you can have it written down and brought into us. The choice is yours. The questions are yours. The topic is yours. The theme is yours. The answer? Well, that's going to come from God as we let the Bible speak. Again, the voice line, 308-9564, or text us at 725-9283.
And speaking of texting, we have a text question in, and this is referring to a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 5. So if you've got your Bibles, you want to turn to that passage so that you'll know what the question is about, that would be just great. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5 says, "Deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus." So the question was, what does this verse mean? Well, if you've familiar with this verse, this chapter somewhat, verses 1 through 5 describe a man who is living in sexual immorality. He has his father's wife, which was a sin that not even the Gentiles were guilty of, according to verse 1, is not even named among the Gentiles. Yet this brother in Christ is guilty of this. And so Paul is encouraging the church at Corinth that when they gather together to deliver such a one to Satan. He goes on in verse 6 and says, "Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened." So this description of evil, this immorality in the church, Paul is encouraging the church in verse 9 not to keep company with this person. Anybody who calls himself a brother, verse 11, and does this, is not, they're not even to eat with such a person. That is, that's where the destruction of the flesh comes in. They want him to, that is, Paul wants the church to treat this brother in a way of disciplinary action so that his carnality would be repented of and that he would be saved, according to verse 5, in the day of the Lord Jesus. And so we are all taught in various parts of the New Testament to put off that which is carnal, to put off the old man and put on the new man. And in chapter 6, he says that no one, no immoral person, no adulterer, fornicators, homosexuals, or sodomites, thieves, covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And he says, "Such were some of you, but you were justified, you were washed, you were sanctified in the name of the Lord Jesus." And so if a Christian is guilty of this kind of sin or any sin, then that is to be put away. That is to be done. And so if he refuses to repent, then the church is to take steps so that it would get that person's attention to realize the state he's in and to repent of that, put that carnality away, and be restored into the full fellowship of the church. So I appreciate that question. That's a good question to think about. Good question to think about because our church is doing that today. But do we just tolerate sin? Do we tolerate immorality? Do we tolerate fornication, even among the preachers, not to mention the members? And so this is a passage that it should be taken to heart in all times and situations, so that people can be saved and they can put away that which is carnal about themselves. So we appreciate so much bringing that to our attention.
And if you have a question right now, go ahead and call 308-9564, 308-9564. That is the voice line. You can have your question written down and brought in, or it can you can go live over the air. The choice is yours. The topic is yours. The theme is yours, but God's answer is going to come from His Word, which we have in the Bible. We make no apology for that because it contains all things that pertain to life and godliness. So don't miss out on this, getting your question on today's broadcast. The voice line, 308-9564. The text line, if you'd rather text in your question, you can do that by texting to 725-9283. All of our phone numbers are area code 843. So go ahead and communicate with us, and we will go to the Bible for the answer. It's time for us to take a break. We've been letting you know about the correspondence course. It is free. It is absolutely free, and you can take this course and study it anytime you want to, 24/7. We will send it in the mail to you. You'll get it this week, and thus you can choose a time that where you can concentrate and look up all the verses of Scripture and then find what God says and make certain that you're not being misled in any way, and then look and see, and not only just learn with your head what you see in God's Word, let it sink in your heart, and then put it into action. You may discover vital truths that you have never seen before. And some of these truths can prevent us from our heavenly home one day. So don't miss out on these. Let's find what God wants us to be and to do here and now so that He will be able to say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Don't let that day come where He may say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." That's what Matthew 7, 22 and 23 says is going to happen. No, we better find out what God says now while we can make correction. So go ahead and enroll in this course. discover things that you may have never seen before simply by calling 553-5157. Now, if you already got the course, you're already active in that, then continue by calling your question in, 308-9564. We'll be right back.
Thanks for continuing with us today. Would you like to participate in the program? You can call the station here at 308-9564. We've already had several people asking questions, and they have been good questions, and they have allowed us to dig into the Scripture some ourselves and then share that with others, not just those who asked the question, but those who maybe had the same question but didn't call it in. And so if you're out there and you're listening and you're thinking, well, I've got a question, but I'm not sure if it's a good question or not. Hey, it doesn't make any difference. If you've got a question and you don't know the answer, then please take the time to call. This is a great opportunity for you to do that. It's a great opportunity for us to listen to your question and to search the Scriptures to find out what the answer is. And that is a great pattern that we have for us in the New Testament, even with the Apostle Paul when he was preaching and teaching in Berea. The people who were listening there kind of, as it were, held his feet to the fire because they searched the Scriptures to see whether or not those things were so. That's Acts 17, verse 11. So that is a great, great teaching way to ask a question and then to hear the answer and then to see whether or not that's what the Bible says. So please take the opportunity that's afforded you to do that. You will be blessed by it, and we will be encouraged by it, and all people will benefit. Call the station, 308-9564, or we've had some text questions, too. Call that number, or text that number, rather, 725-9283. So we want to encourage you to take advantage of as many opportunities as are available to you to learn more of what the Bible speaks. Paul said he's not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God to salvation. Now, that's why these Bible correspondence courses that we talk about are so important. Would you like to read and to see and to have exerted on you the power of God that's seen in the gospel? Well, you can do that through this Bible correspondence course, and we encourage you to take advantage of that. It is free, and you will not regret the time that you spend with God's Word. Continue with a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, that number for the Bible correspondence course is 553-5157, 553-5157. It will get in the mail to you this week, and you'll be able to get it and study it. And what you're supposed to do is to fill it out, study it, fill it out, make certain of things, answer the questions, send it back to us where we will grade it and send it back to you with the next two lessons, and then you'll send those back, and we will grade those and send those back to you again with the next three lessons. And that finishes the first course, and then we have several more following that. So please don't miss out on this. This is 553-5157, and you can call that and get that course in the mail to you this week. You know, most churches today, they operate with a lot of restrictions because they cannot tell you the whole truth because they are restricted by their denominational doctrine. Well, studying the Bible for yourself will build the faith that comes from hearing God's Word. So why not let's remove the blinders that the wicked one, the devil, may have put on us, and let's investigate for ourselves and see what God's Word says for ourselves. And thus we're able to hear what God says. When we stand before God one day, it won't be the words of Moses or the words of some prophet today or some pastor that we're going to be judged by. It will be the Word of God. And so let's remove all the restrictions and know the truth, find the truth, know the truth, and obey the truth and nothing but the truth. So help us God, and He will. Look what He did in order to make certain that we have it. So again, to get that course in the mail to you, absolutely free, you have nothing to spend, 553-5157. That's the number. Now, if you have a question, the operator standing by here is about to fall right out in the floor. He hadn't had a question come out in a little while, so wake him up by calling in your question right now, 308-9564, and you can say, "Hello, Milton, wake up. Here's my question." And he'll write it down and be brought into us. And so we're glad to get that. 308-9564. Or you can text us at 725-9283, and we'll let the Bible speak. And we have this question, a text question that came in. Their question is, from the last three digits of your phone number is 378. And their question is it scriptural for churches to take a collection several times a week and for every function they have with two question marks, they ask? And so we'll answer that question. And their follow-up question is, well, what about love offerings on the first Sundays because they don't get a salary from the church? Well, okay, let's go first of all to, let me answer the second question first. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 6, here God is talking to each of us as individuals. And the reason we know that, notice verse 4, it says, let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. So this passage is in the context of how Ricky, me, how I must be able to obey God and do what he says. Well, in the middle of all these instructions is verse 6, where he says, let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Well, that means I, as an individual, should make certain that I give the worker their hire, what their worth and such. But notice the church is not actually referenced in this context at all. This is how I am supposed to work out my salvation with fear and trembling and what I'm supposed to do. And so as far as individuals, yeah, we should be able to do that and make certain that those who labor in the word are treated well and that we share with those in all good things. But now your first question is, now, again, that was Galatians 6 and verse 6. But your first question is it scriptural for churches to take up a collection several times a week for every function that they have? Well, let's find the answer to that when, as far as talking about a church, in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 1 and 2. Now, how do we know that this is different than the last verse? Well, notice in verse 1, now concerning the collection for the saints, as I've given order unto the churches of Galatia, so must you do also. So this is addressed to churches. Then he says, verse 2, on the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. So we see there that that was talking to instructions on a church and how that they are to give, and the parameter, the specifics of it is first day of the week. That would be the day that we're experiencing right now, the Lord's Day, the sun, what we call Sunday. So there, your first question is answered by 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1 and 2, and that is, your answer is no, only the first day of the week. The second question is, well, whenever you're taught, you know, you should be able to share with those that teach in all good things. That's Galatians 6 and verse 6. Thank you so much for your question. Again, the number is 308-9564. And we will let the Bible speak. The phone hasn't rung during that time, so now's your chance to get in. I know this is the first Sunday, and there's a lot of overtime services going on today. But if you get out and you want to go ahead and call in your question, do it so right now before the lines fill up and the questions pile up. 308-9564. That line is available. We can get to your question right quick if you have a question. Or you can text us at 725-9283.
We also want to again remind you of our meeting that will be the 14th and 15th of this month. We've already talked to you a little bit about it. This is one of our meetings that we have throughout the areas and the radio program goes to, and we're going to do it in Goose Creek this coming month. And so it is always a benefit to us to meet people who listen to the program, who call in the questions, and we don't know, you know, how to identify or look at, recognize these people. And so it's always encouraging to us to meet that you folks that call up and are such faithful listeners. So please come out and worship with us, study with us at 6 p.m. Is that right, Ricky, or
6:30?
6:30. On our address at 105 Maryland Street, off of St. James. I give you some more cross references on the address. Burger King, the backside of Burger King, is on one side of St. James, and Verizon phone office is on the other side. So we're right there at that phone office at Maryland Street, and so we invite you to come out and be with us. We've got a break. Right
well,
now.
Before we take the break, let's go ahead.
We have
a live caller standing by, and we will go ahead and take you before the break, and we will be glad to hear from you. We have Anthony standing by, and he's got a question about love. Anthony, you're on the air.
No, I have a question and a statement. The love offering is supposed to basically, why so much love offering is every service is not only the beginning, the first fruit that was the first Sunday, the first part of the month, but is the other month. Every just like they put on the chicken dinner. What are chicken dinners for? Just like a bake sale or a shoe rally or weight rally. What are those for? Those not biblically scriptural.
You're right.
When you give God, when you give to the person who labor in the gospel, they're laboring for souls.
Yes.
Where I'm coming from.
That's right.
That's the money supposed to go to for souls to be won for the body of Christ. Not taking up, you know, for, okay, the pastor needs us. Yeah, the pastor needs, we're supposed to take care of the leadership.
Well, Gavin,
I'm just saying
Anthony,
that the extra stuff that is going on is not biblical.
All right, Anthony, you're exactly right. And so if it's not biblical, we shouldn't be doing it, especially as a church. Matter of fact, in our lives, we should understand that everything God's Word says to us that pertains to life and godliness, we must let God be the one that's directing us. And so anything that's not established by faith in God's, from God's Word, well, we should hold it at high risk and probably just not hold it at all.
That's why I kind of quit giving in the church because, okay, this minister, okay, me make one more point and I'm get ready to get off the phone. The thing is, this, you see how many ministers are falling. Okay, now the ministers that were falling, the church taking care of their, like they're going to jail for molestation and they're going to jail for drugs, things that we don't even know that was covered, being uncovered. I said, why are we paying for him going to jail? That's his fault that he went to jail for drugs. That's his fault because he went to jail for molestation and stuff like that. Why are we paying for his court costs? Mm. You know, we're supposed to be paying like for your light bill, your necessities, but not no extra stuff that you cause on yourself that is not of God.
Well, you're right there. And so if we're in fellowship with wrong, then we're guilty too. If we're participating in someone's sinful activity by finances or even giving them greeting, when we are guilty of it as well. Second John, verse 10 and 11, it says, if anyone comes unto you and brings not this doctrine, let him not in your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that bids him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. So we can't even say hello or goodbye to an individual that is not following and teaching God's word.
And let me ask you one more question. How do you feel, okay, a person being raped, you know, at 5.5 years old, right? And they all of a sudden, they don't grow up, and they don't, this is for me because I experienced this. I got raped at 5 years old. I was raped, I was beaten, I was sexually molested, all on both sides of the family. What happened here is like this. What did the Bible say about the people that do these things to these kids, or like, for myself, because I don't see where God is sending, I don't see vengeance in the Bible. I see the word vengeance in the Bible, and I believe the word of God. Trust me, I believe the word. But I don't see where God in my 39 years of living did anything to these people.
Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
They just got away what they did. And some of them are living and some of them are dead.
Well,
some
that God will take care of them. And you asked for what the Bible said. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Says, beginning with verse 9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexual, nor sodomites, nor thieves, or covetous, or drinkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. That's what's going to happen to them. They're not going to be pleasing to God. They're not going to be part of God's kingdom at all. But now they can repent of those things. Say it again.
Even if they repent?
Well, the next verse answers that question. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So, yes, they can repent and be forgiven. But now they've caused a lot of damage.
The damage that they did, you mean to tell me God is not going to do anything about the damage that they did? I mean, that just, to me, they just got a slap on the wrist. Okay, I go ahead and repent to God, and God said, oh, he forgive me.
Well,
that's just like a slap on the wrist. What about the 39 years of damage they did to my life?
Well, now think about what Paul did, Saul. He murdered, or not murdered, but killed Christians. He arrested whole households, committed them to prison, both men and women, and yet God forgave him. And so if God could forgive him, then God can forgive anyone if they truly, with all their heart, with a godly sorrow, 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 10 says, have a godly sorrow that they repent, God will forgive. If they're a child of God, they will be forgiven. So, yes, he can forgive.
But the Bible says also in Matthew, before God even can forgive anybody, you have to leave a gift at the altar first to get it right with that individual before God can even say, I forgive you.
No, well, that's right. If we are not willing to forgive someone, then God won't forgive us. And that's what you, Anthony, have to do, as well as me. No matter what anybody has done for me or done to me, I've got to have that heart.
The scripture in reference to the person who did all against you. I didn't do all against these people because I was 5.5 years old. And for all the rest of my life, I'm 39, about to be 40 in January. I was sexually abused all of my life.
Well,
so it's for them, not for me, because I did nothing. I had an all against them. They're the one did it to me.
But sounds
and
like that you...
About, and it was laughing and having a good old time partying for the 39 years of my life. When I tell the people what happened to me, they call me a liar. They call me a crazy.
Well,
they call me...
Anthony...
All of this stuff that they did to me, and but yet they never come back. First you did it to
Anthony,
God.
Anthony. It sounds like that you are really disturbed, and that's rightly so that you are disturbed. And please know that God
upset is what he meant.
Disturbed, upset. You know, you're angry over all of this, and you rightly are so because of the things that have happened to you. And you are brokenhearted over it. You are very much hurt by all of these
and
things.
And angered by the injustice.
And so does that mean that God is not also angry at these things? Oh, yeah, he's angry. And when his wrath is poured out upon all ungodliness, there they will get, everyone that deserves it, will get that vengeance poured out upon them. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 7 and 8, it brings out to you who are troubled, that is, some of us, to you who are troubled, rest with us. I'm reading from 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 7. Rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, taking or in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those that do not know God, and on those that do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with...
Well, they knew the Lord, they in the church, they got filled with the Holy Ghost, they get all this good prophecy and stuff from God,
well,
and I've seen it with my own eyes. The last church I've been in was the uncle-in-law. He betrayed me after, 30 years
of
my life. And he's a pastor, he got a good church, he got a good ministry, I left, and he didn't came back to reconcile, because the Bible said one leave the 90, the 100 fold, and near the 99, you're supposed to go back and get that one to bring it to 100,
Anthony,
and he never did.
Anthony,
I'm coming from, these people know God. I'm not talking about the unsaved. I'm talking about these people know God.
Well, they obviously, if they're behaving that way, they do not know God, because they do not fear him. They do not fear his wrath against their sinful activities. If someone knows God, they will fear him. Even the demons, who are entirely evil, it says the demons believe and tremble in James chapter 2. And so if we know God, we will fear him. These people have invented a God that is totally foreign to what God's word says, what the Bible says. They've come up with a God of their own making, and they just use that word. And, of course, it is nothing like the God of the Bible. If we fear him and follow his word, we're going to reverently follow what he says. It sounds like what you've experienced and what you've seen is from a people that does not honor the God that the Bible talks about. And God is allowing that, certainly. But he's going to have the final say on that noble day when all will stand before him in judgment. And that includes both you and me. And thus, we've got to make certain that we're letting him make us and mold us and shape us into the image that he wants us to be. Does that make sense?
Like I said, I'm upset. And like I said, in my 39 years, I see when these kids get beaten and
I do too.
Recently, and they get all these justice, and I say, God, I was born before these children. I was born in the 70s, and all the way up to now, and I'm looking for justice, and you promised me.
Well,
and
Anthony,
you promised me over some years ago that you were going to deal with it. I ain't seen nothing but
Anthony,
they going to these cruises and partying, and they going to church, having a good old time, and
Anthony,
I'm suffering. I told God the other day, I said, they turned your creation to a homosexual.
Okay,
and
Anthony.
Now these homosexual laws
we're
coming
going
out,
to have to go ahead and turn him down,
them,
please.
And
I'm sorry.
I didn't want a homosexual.
Go ahead and turn him down. Anthony, we're sorry we had to turn you down, because this program is called Let the Bible Speak, and we're trying to get to what God's Word says and find the answers there. There's a lot of wickedness in this world, and there's a lot of situations that do occur. And so we know that you have been injured by the wickedness of this world, but there's many that have been injured much worse than you. And the answer is always the same. Let's turn to God and let him, by his instructions, not some pastors, not relatives, but by his instructions, show us how to straighten out our lives and become what he wants us to be. Anthony, I hope that will be helpful to you. And we're so sorry that you've had to go through so much, but there's many others that have been in your same shoes and have gone through so much, even some here in this studio. Yes, we can go ahead with our next caller. We got another caller live standing by. And are you still there? Did we get you on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay,
yes,
how can we help you? All right. Julia, yes. Julia, how can we help you?
Yes, I was calling before the for the caller that called in just now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to go in reference to him. What he's saying is that I truly understand what he's saying.
Oh, I know many do.
He had to forgive.
Yes.
You got to find forgiveness in your heart. I, too, was molested by a family member. And I had to end up taking care of that same family member that molested me before he passed. But I had to ask God to give me the strength to forgive. And what I did, even though I know he would never tell me he forgave me, I went to him, and I was only a child when he did this to me. But I went to him, and I said, you know, I don't know what I did that made you do what you did to me, but I forgive you.
And that's what we have to do. Matthew chapter 6 instructs us about that, and also in chapter 5, those that abuse us and say all manner of evil against us, we have to forgive. And then chapter 6, God says, if you will not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. And so we've got to have that kind of spirit. Thank you so much. We sure appreciate your comment and helping us out with Anthony there. And thank you for listening.
And I wish Anthony would just forgive and let it go. And yes. He'll see the healing come in once he forgives.
That's right. Exactly right. Thank you so much. We sure appreciate that. Again, the number is 308-9564, 308-WJNI. We've already missed one of our breaks, and we want to be able to get that break right now. And so please know that the correspondence course that we're offering is absolutely free, and we are more than happy to send this to you. Please don't miss out on getting this in the mail to you. The number is 553-5157, and we will send that course to you in the mail this week. We also want you to be aware of about our meeting coming up. Steve, tell them about our meeting.
It's going to be November 14th and 15th. That's a Friday and a Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at the meeting place where we have our worship services on 105 Maryland Street. That's Maryland as in the girl's name, which is in Goose Creek right off St. James Avenue where the Verizon office building is. It's right back that road, maybe less than a quarter of a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And so we invite you all to come out and to study with us. There'll be some presentations upon why is belief in God rational? Why do we believe the Bible is the Word of God? What did Jesus do for us? What's His church all about? Covering those topics that will be of interest and to you, things that we have had various questions on, various topics at various times. And there will be an orderly presentation of those topics.
And we'll answer your questions, too. Just like the on the radio program here, we will take time to answer your questions. So now we have one segment of our program left. Go ahead and call right now your questions, 308-9564, and we'll let the Bible speak. We do want to encourage it to be questions that you call in rather than just comments and telling about things that have happened in your life. Because we're going to go real bad if that's occurred, because there's a lot of people that have had a lot of experiences. And the bottom line is God's Word has the answer of how to fix that. And so we just noticed that. We had one call in, and then another one call in and say, well, here's the answer from God's Word. And you're right, Matthew chapter 6, Jesus brings that out. So let's let the Bible speak to the questions that are on your mind. Call in your questions right now at 308-9564. We'll be right back. We are back live now, and we notice there's two calls in right now. Please hold on. We'll get to you in just a second, and we'll be glad to get your question and write it down, and it'll be brought into us. And so go ahead and switch over to the next number. And we are glad to be able to be of service to you. This program is live, and we're glad to be able to go to the Bible for the questions that are on your mind. This is our last segment, so be sure to call in your question. We lost the last caller. Please go ahead and call right back, and you can get through, and we'll go to the Bible for your question for the answer. We want you to be aware of the correspondence course that we mentioned is free. We'll send it to you in the mail. It is absolutely free, and we're happy to be able to be of service that way. Everything we offer is absolutely free. And what's most important is that we get the answers before we face God face to face one day. If we are doing something wrong between now and then, we need to make certain these things are right according to His will. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, through the knowledge of Him, He furnishes us thoroughly, equips us completely to all things that pertain to life and godliness. 2 Timothy 3:17, he thoroughly furnishes us unto every good work through the Scriptures, through God's Word. So that's why we go to the Bible for the answer. So don't miss out on getting this correspondence course to you. It is absolutely free. Call 553-5157. But now if you hurry, go ahead and call in your question at 308-9564. Both lines are available. It will ring through. We'll be able to get it right now if you call 308-9564, or you can text us at 725-9283. Steve?
I want to make a comment about the call that Anthony had made about the things that had occurred to him and the anger he expressed about nothing being done about it. Well, it was exactly the case of the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, that they weren't disciplining this man who was living with his brother's, his father's wife, rather. And so he encouraged the church to withdraw from this brother. And that needs to be done. We should not have situations like what Anthony has experienced going on in churches. And
if there are, it's not God's church that's doing it.
Yes. And so even the church of Corinth, Paul had to call them out about that and said, well, now, I've gone ahead and withdrawn from this brother. Action needs to be taken, and we should never find a church anywhere that calls itself a church, any kind of religious organization that calls itself such, and allow such stuff to go on. You could see the anger and frustration in Anthony's voice. We should not let that stuff go on, you people out there. We should always cause and have the highest calling for people morally in positions like that. So just wanted to add some impact up on that.
Yes, yes, that's right. Well, we have a texter calling in this question. Is it a sin to eat pork? Well, there's in the Old Testament, the old law of Moses, yes, it would have been wrong, a sin to eat pork. But in the New Testament, in 2 Timothy chapter, oh, I think it is 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4, it brings out, it says, every creature, chapter 4 and verse 4, every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. And so there's your question, there's your answer. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. And I hope that is helpful to you. We have Vince calling in this question. Vince asks, if baptism it saves you, how come the thief on the cross was saved without being baptized? Well, Vince, that's a question that is often asking. We appreciate you calling in and asking that question, because when you look in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the church had not been set up. The kingdom had not been set up yet. He says the kingdom of God is at hand. That's what he and the apostles and John the Baptist were all preaching. And once the kingdom was set up, or the church began in Acts chapter 2, then the baptism that is practiced today, as described in Romans chapter 6, was put in place. That is, Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4, says, know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? And then it goes on to describe it as a burial and as a resurrection. Well, Jesus had not died, had not been buried, nor had been rose from the dead when the thief was on the cross. It was, and matter of fact, when you look at Mary Magdalene and many others, Jesus forgave their sins there and on the spot. And so there were many others that he forgave, and thus, as you want to put it here, as was saved at that point. But later, after his death and burial and resurrection, he said this, Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized will be saved. So it is just not a matter of belief anymore, or even just turning from sins. There was baptism that was involved with the washing away of sins. Vince, write these verses down. Acts 2:38, it talks about repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. Acts 22:16, where it says that Paul was told to arise and be baptized to wash away his sins. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13, by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, or Galatians 3:27, for the he that has been, help me with it.
All those who've been baptized in Christ have put on.
Put on Christ. There we go. That was the phrase I was looking for. And then also 1 Peter 3 and verse 21, where it talks about, again, being saved by baptism. So that's 1 Peter 3:21, Galatians 3:27. Acts 22:16, Acts 2:38, and Mark 16:16. Vince, I hope that is helpful to you. We sure do appreciate
and
your
question. And you might add another passage of Matthew chapter 9, verse 6, where it says, Jesus said he had the power to forgive sins on the earth. And so as you talked about the rich young ruler, or the woman caught in adultery, or the man who was lame here in Matthew chapter 9, Jesus had that power, had that authority to forgive sins upon earth. But when he went back to heaven, he charged the apostles to go and teach the gospel to the whole world. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Those are different differences in that.
Yes, yes. And so we sure appreciate your question so very much. We've had a lot of people call in good questions, and we also had a stirring discussion earlier. And we're so thankful that you are tuning in and listening first of all. But we also want to urge everybody, as you call in and as you listen to the program week after week, that you do so with an open Bible, because it's not what we say on the air or what we might say even face-to-face that's important. What's important is when God's Word says it, that we listen to it not only with our heads, but also with our hearts, and not only with our head and hearts, but that we will become doers of the Word and not hearers only. We've got to practice what God says, and then we can be pleasing to Him in every way. We want you to be aware of the gospel meeting that's coming up in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, on the 14th and 15th. We want you to come out and be with us one of those nights, if not both of them, 6:30 on Friday and 6:30 on Saturday. That's the 14th and 15th, not this coming week, but the next weekend. And we would be thrilled to meet you face-to-face, and you can get your questions answered. Plus, we're going to have packets of information, Bible study materials, including some audio-visual things, a DVD and CD. We're more than happy to share these with you. So please come out and join us as we spend an hour or so looking at what God's Word says in person. And again, that's this coming the 14th and 15th of this month, and we want you to come out. The address is 105 Maryland Street, and that's in Goose Creek, and we would be glad for you to join us then. We want you to, again, to encourage you to go ahead and enroll in the correspondence course. You may very well study things or find things in God's Word that you've never seen before. There are seldom, and Steve, this also happened to you, many of the studies, most of the studies, people say, you know, I've never seen that before.
All the time.
Yes. All the time. And so all we're doing is just opening the Bible to people, and they say, you know, I've never seen that. I've read that 100 times, and I've never seen that before. Well, how many things might you also have never seen? Let's find out everything the Bible says. Let's find the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so that we might have no surprises on the day of judgment when we stand before Him one day and He look at us and say, I never knew you. Oh, we do not want that to happen, do we? No, we need Him to be able to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. So, what have we been faithful to? Well, being that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, do we know what God says? Here's the last word, some of the last things that Jesus said. He said, why call me Lord and do not do the things that I say? He also said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Ladies and gentlemen, let's find out what He commands, what He expects, so that we might be able to honor Him with all our hearts, and let the Bible speak.